T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Ron, it was fun while it lasted. The Penn State rivalry was short-lived.
Well, it's still on. We got 2 more games. It's not over yet. They play next year and the year after. So then, we still got 2, and then it appears then it to be away. Going on hiatus again.
Penn State filled out its schedule for 2020. They added a couple of Mountain West teams, Nevada and San Jose State.
But you know what? They know that they'll still pack Beaver Stadium for those games. I guess I probably care more about it. I'm older. I grew up here. I used to have such great memories of Penn State. But a lot of people don't anymore. And Penn State's going to do what it thinks is best for its program. It doesn't need Pitt. Pitt really could use Penn State. But you know what? I'm going to have to learn to live without it again. I learned to live without it from, 2000 to 2016. And I guess I'll have to learn to live without it again. I just think of especially the game at Heinz Field 2 years ago was such a wonderful day. And I thought the one at Beaver Stadium last year was a wonderful day. But Pitt needs Penn State. Penn State doesn't need Pitt. Now, should you do what's right for the game, what's right for the state? You can argue that. But we live in a world where you do what's right for you and your program. And they obviously think they can do okay with who? Nevada and San Diego State?
San Jose.
San Jose and Nevada?
Yeah.
They'll still get big crowds.
I have learned in the last 24 hours, just seeing the way this news has been filtered, just the way it cycled through, with the way a lot of fans who, you know, will mention me or will communicate with me on Twitter, just watching what some of the other people are saying on this game going away. I've learned in the last 24 hours that it really is not, I knew it was not a two-way street, but
it's definitely not a two-way street.
I'm also to the point where I don't think it matters to everybody in the state. I don't think it's, when you say do what's right for the state, I don't think that do what's right for Western PA, sure, but I don't think it doesn't resonate in the state.
And, Andrew, a part of that is they went, 15 or 16 years without it, and people just get used to it. When I was a kid growing up, and that was way back in, the 20s, they used to play every year, and it was something you look forward to. Then it goes away for 16 years. You get out of the habit, and I think that's probably true all over the state. I get that.
That's my big takeaway. Outside of Western Pennsylvania, I don't think Penn State football fans or alums really care about this game. Not enough of them do. You know, Philadelphia Inquirer writes.
I think older ones do.
Well, the Philly
younger ones don't.
The Philly Inquirer writes an article on this game. They don't even mention Pitt in it. It's like they don't even think it matters to their readership, their audience, that the Pitt game is going away.
And I get that.
And that, you know, I had been told that a few times. You know, east of Altoona, the game really doesn't matter. You know, then you talk to people. We had Steve Jones on, and he said, you know, people here really didn't start talking about the game until the week of the game, whereas we talk about Penn State ad infinitum. It's always a topic. That's why we're talking about it right now, with going away. Because if Penn State matters, this is where it counts, where we live. And this is where the most excitement, or this is where the rivalry is, it's at its fever pitch, because we're living among each other. But I've learned that it doesn't matter to a lot of Penn State fans. It doesn't matter to the Penn State coach. It doesn't matter to the Penn State athletic director.
Penn State coach.
So why do it?
It's like playing Akron, right?
They want flexibility. This is what Penn State believes it is. It believes it is a national program, that it is competing for national championships, that to them what matters far more than any regional rivalry or state rivalry is doing what it thinks is best to compete for Big Ten championships and compete for national championships.
It wants to be a national program. And, you know, Joe Paterno used to do that. He'd recruit a kid in California and say, sometime during your career, we're going to play where your parents can get to us, your family and friends. They want to play in all parts of the country. Is it the right way to go? Pretty hard to argue with their success as of late.
They don't put a lot of stock in what does Penn State get out of playing Pitt? Does it help them in recruiting? I don't really think so. I think playing Pitt, I think a lot of Penn State fans would probably tell you that playing Pitt is a lose-lose in some ways. That if you win the game, you're supposed to win, right? I mean, you're the big brother in this relationship. You've got every advantage. You're the state school. You've got the 100,000-seat stadium. You play in the better conference.
And you fill it up.
Yep, okay. If you lose, it's like a black eye. It's this. James Franklin, he was right in one respect. It is Pitt's Super Bowl. It is the game. It makes Pitt's season. If Pitt beats Penn State,
which
it's gravy.
2 years ago.
That's why when a 5-7 coach like Pat Narduzzi gets a 7-year extension, a lot of fans think he deserves it. You know, Pat Narduzzi has not won an ACC division crown, but he has scored some pretty big wins.
Clemson, the only team to beat the national title 2 years
ago. And then he beat
Miami
last year. But the Penn State, I think the Penn State win is really what resonates with people here. They turn that game into the Orange Bowl. It's the biggest game of the year for Pitt fans. And so that's how Pitt fans view this. They want their shot at Penn State every year so they can win the argument for once. So they can say, okay, right, we only get 45,000 fans a game. But you know what we did? We beat you.
Yep.
On that Saturday, we were better than you.
Well, that's why I said it's much more important to Pitt and its fans than Penn State and its fans. And I think age is a big part of that.
So you think for the, what, over 40 crowd?
There's people who aren't used to it, the younger crowd. They went so long without it. It's just another game to them.
That's interesting. Because if you're in Philadelphia and you're 50 or 60 years old, do you think you're dying for this game?
More so than if you're 30. But, you know, dying for it is a little bit strong.
I hear Pitt fans, mostly it's Pitt fans who say, well, Iowa finds a way to play Iowa State every year.
Most of the rivalries play every year.
But
Florida plays Florida State.
Okay. Should we put Pitt-Penn State in the same breath as those rivalries? I wouldn't.
Back in the day, absolutely I would. It was as good as any of them.
But back then, both schools were on a level playing field.
Power leagues, right?
Right.
I mean, they were powerful teams.
Pitt was ranked in the top 10, top 20 a lot of those meetings, ditto Penn State. But now it's not that way. Since that game here 2 years ago, both programs have gone in completely different directions. Penn State has gone to two huge bowl games and competed for a national championship.
Won a Big Ten championship.
Pitt has, again, scored big wins. They know how to play David. They've got that role down pat. But they can't seem to translate that into anything bigger like conference championships or major bowl games. So I'm guessing the Pitt fans that will call us will say, you know, this is Penn State's fault. What's their problem? What's wrong with them? You know, shame on Sandy Barber and James Franklin and, you know, their alumni for looking down on us and not wanting to play this game. And the Penn State fans will probably tell us, well, it just doesn't make a lot of logistical sense to us. Unlike the ACC, the Big Ten only has 3 out-of-conference games to choose from. They've got 9 conference games, and Penn State is in a division with Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State. So does it really make sense for them to play a bare, loaded non-conference? I mean, Pitt, in a lot of ways, kept them out of a national championship game 2 years ago.
I think getting beat by Michigan by 39.
Absolutely,
or whatever,
Ron. But if
didn't
they,
help it,
you're
either,
right. But if they had played Youngstown State that Saturday, they would have been in the Final Four.
Maybe
with
we'll
one loss in the best conference, Big Ten championship. Absolutely.
We'll never know.
I think it was 2 losses. It was 2 that kept them out. So Pitt Penn State looks like it's going away again, and I wonder how Pitt and Penn State fans feel about it, and I wonder who they blame for it dying again on the vine. Just teased for 4 years with this game. And then something that I've been told is like the biggest college football event on the calendar when that game is played. They now don't seem like it means enough to keep it going beyond 2019. 412-928-9370 to join us. That's 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Let's start with Carmen on this. He's on the fan. Hi, Carmen.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, I'm one of those 60-year-old Pitt fans that got a really, it kills me to say this, but Penn State doesn't need Pitt. And it kills me. And I blame Pitt for this. Their athletic program has gone in a tank, and I don't see it coming out.
So you think if Pitt was still like a national power or ranked, that they would find a way to keep this game going?
Well, they sure would. Penn State would, because it'd be a big marquee game for them, and it's in state. But why would they want to play Pitt in front of 2,000 fans?
Well, they're not going to play the game in front of 2,000 fans. When Pitt plays Penn State, it's a 65,000-seat
stadium.
It's packed.
When
it's raucous.
Play here,
it's intense.
It was a great scene 2 years ago.
And it was a great scene in State College. They had 100,000 fans there
for it. Yeah, but they have 100,000 every game up there.
Yeah, but you guys went to the Pitt-Penn State game at Pitt like I did, and you're going to tell me that you didn't think that was a Penn State
I thought it was fairly split, but I thought it was just a fabulous day all the way around.
You're going to credit Penn State for filling that stadium that day?
Absolutely.
Come on. Would have found 70,000 Pitt fans to go in there for the first time in almost 20 years.
Why do you guys constantly try to beat that down? They would have found the fans to go there or because Pitt's playing Penn State? They only got the fans there because it was Penn State, and I'm a Pitt fan.
Right.
But this is killing me. You guys are saying you would have found the fans.
You know what? There were a lot of Penn State people there, but I'm sorry. That game, a lot of Pitt fans would have turned off. Well, thank you for your call.
If they mandated the only people that can come here are those that don't have a Penn State diploma, they still would have found 66,000 fans for that game. I don't buy that, you know, Pitt's mediocrity is the reason why this game is going away. Like that's the truest or the best reason for it ending. If Pitt were if they were highly ranked, I still think Penn State would try to find a way to weasel out of this.
To do what it needs to do for its program.
To play games up and down. They find, for whatever reason, that playing Virginia Tech and Virginia and West Virginia and teams up and down the East Coast, or just taking the easy way out with the schedule. Let's play three. Let's play a MAC team. Let's play a Division I AA team. Let's try to get us three guarantee automatic wins and have that be the start or the foundation towards the Big Ten season. For Penn State fans, I don't think beating Pitt resonates with them that much, regardless of where Pitt is ranked in the polls. 412-928-9370. So there was a lot of enthusiasm, or, you know, ADs would have told you, like Heather Light, that Pitt-Penn State, they were going to find a way to keep it going. Well, evidently, that's not happening. Penn State has filled up its schedule for 2020, so the rivalry will end in 2019. How does that make you feel? Are you ticked off about it? Do you see Penn State's point? Do you think Pitt needs Penn State? 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. We're cooking, Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.